Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Listen to this out of Leavenworth. My gosh, the headlines out of that town. A 43-year-old Leavenworth woman has been sentenced for stealing concession items from a downtown movie theater. 43-year-old Teresa Stino has been sentenced to two counts of, quote, non-residential burglary. She got 12 months in prison on each count to serve consecutively. However, under the plea agreement, the prison sentence was suspended. She's placed on 24 months of probation and got credit for the 68 days in jail that she has already served. According to court documents, back in July, a Leavenworth police officer responded to a report of theft at a downtown movie theater. An employee told police that Stino had been entering the business after hours without permission and taking snacks.
Some Mikes and Ikes.
I mean,
you got to eat.
It's not like you're stealing from a grocery store, which would also not be okay. You go stealing candy from a movie store, that racks up. That's like a felony. It's so expensive. You ever gotten some Milk Duds at the movie theater? They're like, that'll be $72. And you're like, wait, what? This is why people sneak candy in.
Do you sneak food into a movie theater?
It has been years since I have, but I was not immune in my younger years.
Come on.
I had a friend once who was an AMC executive, and she would go to the movies and sit and have an audience experience and see, like, okay, where can we improve? Like, she goes, we know. She goes, the minute the lights go down, I would hear the... She goes, it like clockwork. Right. The minute the lights go down, you hear people bringing out their contraband.
What? It was perfect when I was a fanny pack carrier because I could just load that thing up and walk right in.
Wait a minute. You used to wear a fanny pack?
Well, yeah, for years.
Let me ask
High
you this.
High fashion.
She apparently had access to the building because she was part of a cleaning crew. So she could get in illegally overnight because she had keys or whatever, right?
Okay.
Just popping by for a snack.
So stealing candy from your employer, if your employer is a movie theater, big no-no, because that's where they make their money. They don't make their money on the movies.
That is correct.
But she worked there. What is considered to you theft from a place of your employment? And don't tell me it's an ink pen. Like, what for real would you be like, yeah, you can't do
that? What about 8 bags of chips from the company kitchen?
Definitely on the list. Pringles
thief. I pay for those in bulk.
Okay.
You do realize that is a regular topic of conversation when you are not seated at your desk.
When you were not there, I opened the drawer one day to get a pen.
There's five Pringles in there.
Good God, does he have a Pringles fetish? So, and Sam goes, you know, he steals those, and then he waits, and then he waits till he has like 9 cans of them, and then he goes and pays for them.
So like last night, Sam, I think you – no. I think you saw me do this. And I'll get like a little thing of Pringles or
– They're the little ones.
Yeah, the little tiny cans.
Wait, you're supposed to pay for that food out there?
Yes.
There's no prices listed.
Yeah, there is when you scan them, Dan.
Well, don't scan them.
Well, so last night, I had a little thing of Chex Mix. I had a bag, empty bag of Chex Mix on my desk. Remember, Sam, I came into the studio the other night and I dug the bag out because I hadn't paid for it.
And, you and go, I said, do you need some food? Why are you digging in the trash?
Are you that hungry? Why are you digging through the trash? So I had
buy you some food, man.
I had two bags of, what are they called?
Sun chips.
Yeah, Sun chips. I had two little bags of Sun chips on my desk and a bag of Chex Mix. After the show last night, I took those three little bags, scanned them, and it was like $5.38 for, or something like that, and I paid for my those three bags, and I threw the bags in the trash. Because you can't just like...
Does that omit the theft of the first three? And I'm being serious. Like, so you are planning on paying for them eventually.
I do pay for them eventually.
And you do. But correct. If someone looked up the surveillance and they went, oh my gosh, Scott has stolen seven things of Pringles this month, not knowing that on the eighth can you pay for it, mm-hmm. it would look a little suspect.
Yeah, typically, you pay for the stuff right there at the POS.
Yeah, it's called the point of purchase, Dan.
Point of sale, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you did look, though, it would be more like 70.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You go through a lot of Pringles, man.
So,
well, they're pretty thin.
But I do pay for them.
Yeah, eventually. Like my sunglasses at Walmart. I went back, I don't know, 2 weeks later, and I paid for them.
So, if you went through the camera in the company kitchen, I get it that I look suspect. But if you continue to watch the movie, you'll see that I return later and actually pay for all of it.
There's probably like a super cut version of you just walking up and grabbing stuff and walking away.
And so the reason that I save every single can is Rob Breton from Next Door told me, because originally when I first started doing this, I would just keep one can and then I would go and like I owed like for three cans, right? And I only had one left. I had thrown the other two away thinking I'll just triple scan this one and pay for three cans. And Rob said, no. Each barcode is unique and different.
Oh,
and with
no.
A different and with a different number.
It's got a different skew.
Right. And he said, so it won't ring up more than just one. You can't ring up three of the same thing.
Got it.
So that's why I keep all of the cans now.
There's probably a warrant for your arrest right? and mission.
Tell it to the judge.
Well, I have noticed lately that when they restock, they don't restock the Pringles anymore.
What have you taken home? Not Pringles, because I do believe you that eventually you were going to pay for them, like my son.
I do.
What do you think is off limits? Like computer paper? That's expensive. I would say you can't take that home.
From a corporate standpoint,
yeah,
literally anything, because all of it adds up.
The printer ink,
even
definitely, those are $50. You get popped taking that, you're fired.
But if you're a company of 1,000 employees and 500 of them take a $2 pack of paper clips,
right?
That's a lot of money.
Who takes paper clips?
Okay,
people take paper clips. People take sticky notes.
Is it
pens.
Frowned upon to?
Now, my personal opinion, you know,
print,
the bar's pretty high.
From time to time, I did this yesterday, I had to print my passport application. We got to get our passports updated for next year.
Mine's
expiring.
Upon, yeah.
So I don't have a printer at home anymore because when I was moving in, I dropped it and it crashed into 9,000 pieces on the concrete outside. So I, from time to time, and I mean once a month, I will print something from here. Because if I remember, I'll ask Johnny to do it on his way home or whatever. But I didn't. We needed the passport application. I printed it. That's not frowned upon.
HR would disagree.
You owe 36 cents.
Oh, good
and
God.
And there was a time in this building when
Wanted your key card.
Each
I remember
time
that.
You used the printer, you had to scan your key card. And the reason that they did that was because they were trying to assign a value to each person using the printer for how much they were costing the company for what they were printing
us,
off.
Sam.
The issue being that I went through like $15 a day because this guy needs his stories printed off.
It's $10,000 a year, I bet, for us to do this show. I really do. So my 36 cents, it's just a tiny little drop in a big old pond of water.
Until it adds up. Tell it to a judge.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.